Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is Friday. Yes, it is 23 January. Where did January go? Don't we always ask that, though? 23 January. It is Friday, and we are here to talk with you about what the biggest news story is. But it's really, really, really hard to tell today because it's either Saudi Arabia's King Abdullah dies, Yemen is a state of chaos, or Deflategate. That's right. Football Deflategate. Now, if you want to know what television is doing, I was just explaining to Josh, and he was shocked to hear this, I think. It's Deflategate is the biggest story on TV today.
I didn't know what that was. I thought it was something to do with, you know, economic deflation.
Oh, why would it be something that important?
<You're right. laughs>
I mean, it is all about, what, 11 footballs. 11 footballs, ladies and gentlemen. That's where the people's minds are in this country today. But the Yemeni president has now resigned. They said he just walked out. There were a bunch of rebels there, and he walked out. Really? Do you think a president of a country, do you really think that Mr. Abd Rabu Mansour would just go, okay, guys, no problem. I'm out of here. I'm out of here. I don't think so. They don't go that easily unless it is planned that they go that easily. So now the whole cabinet just decided to leave. They had a standoff with the Houthi rebels. Now that's a kind of a new one for us. Houthi rebels. Anyway, that is the big story. But I want to address just a little bit about Saudi Arabia because the Saudi King Abdullah has died. The guy's 90 years old. They're acting like it is like thrown the country into chaos.
Right.
Like they didn't know that 90 is getting up there.
Yeah.
And like they did.
And they have a set up order of, you know, succession. So
yeah.
It's not like they're without a king.
But they're playing like on CNN that, oh my gosh, the guy's been in the hospital for weeks. I mean, don't you think they have a plan B? Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Anyway, his brother is going to take over. I believe it's his stepbrother is going to take over. Now, I'm creeped out because of that picture of Saudi King Abdullah holding hands with George Bush. Do you remember that?
Oh,
they were
yeah.
going up to his Texas little compound.
Right.
And they were holding hands. I'm still creeped out by that. I can't get past that.
Yeah.
I don't know that I ever
it's time
will.
To move on, Joyce.
All right.
The guy's died. Bush is gone. Come on.
Oh, yeah, but the Bush family is never gone, though. Never gone. And by the way, Romney and Bush had a private meeting. You know what? If I wanted to go have a private meeting with somebody, I wouldn't even tell the media. I would just go have a private meeting. You know, they've each got private airplanes. They go, they meet, they don't have to tell anybody.
Reminds me of Bush and, or Obama and Clinton had their little private meeting before he was elected the first time.
Yeah.
Hillary
yeah.
Clinton.
Yeah. I mean, and if anybody thinks Hillary Clinton is anything that needs to be anywhere near the White House or governing, really, please, please, please. Anyway, a lot of economic news coming out of Davos, Switzerland regarding the euro. Some real concern about that. Health news, an update on that family with the children that were going to be taken away because they were found to have MMS in their house. Miracle mineral supplement. And then the big phony story of the day is, well, Obama will not meet with Netanyahu.
Oh,
really?
Cold
I mean,
shoulder,
huh? Is anybody believing that is not by design? That's the way it's supposed to be. They're setting this up. Obama wouldn't be doing that and making that kind of a statement if it wasn't for a reason.
Well, they didn't tell him that they were inviting Netanyahu.
Oh, hurt his feelings.
Right.
Yeah, right. I mean, the whole thing
like
is
a soap opera.
It is, and it is made to be that way, and that's what they depend upon also. Have you heard about the doomsday clock? We'll talk about that and where it is at. It sounds really bad, but it's I don't think it's as bad as they make it out to be. Congress is alarmed by plans to use a Russian system to write our 911, route our 911 calls.
That's pretty crazy.
That is. Mm-hmm. That really is. Oh, by design. We'll be back after this 3-minute break. Stay tuned for the Power Hour. From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
By now you've heard the news stories about police shootings turned into racially charged protests and police officers being executed in retaliation. These developments are frightening to say the least. The scary part is that now police officers feel like they have to form committees and hold public hearings just to get approval to respond to a violent crime in progress. They have to hesitate now and worry about being attacked by the media and the public just for doing their jobs. The point is, you need to be able to defend yourself, your home, business, family. Your survival depends on you now more than ever. Look, the police are being hamstrung. Anti-American forces are working to register and eventually confiscate our guns. Politics are threatening our Second Amendment and our freedom. Fight back. Get a Ghost AR-15 at guns80.com. Go to 844-2-GUNS-80. That's 844-248-6780. Look, there are no papers, no dealers, and no registration. Get your Ghost AR-15 rifle now. Go to guns80.com, that's guns80.com, or call 844-2-GUNS-80 today.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us, caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. The United States has intervened, it appears, covertly or quietly in Yemen, talking about how that is one of our strongest allies over there, and we don't know what's going to happen now because everything is going to be in chaos with our strong rival now that the leader is gone.
Don't we bomb them all the time?
Oh, I'm sure. You know, but do we really know that we're really bombing?
Right.
I mean, we just learned, I hate to get off the subject, but we just learned that ISIS, we've killed 6,000 ISIS. That was the announcement today. The U.S. have been so good at being able to use drones and bombs and whatever else they're using with no boots on the ground. Yeah, you bet. Killing 6,000 ISIS. Really. I mean, to me, Josh, it's so hard to talk about this stuff.
Right.
Because it's all manufactured news, I believe.
Right.
I don't believe it's real. I mean, every time they show us what ISIS is doing, they got the same bad footage they had, you know, months ago of riding around in those Toyota Tundra trucks with ISIS flags on them. I mean, did the guys do anything besides ride around with flags on their trucks?
I don't know.
It's just crazy. Anyway, the Yemeni president resigned after the standoff with the Shia rebels. Evidently, they went in, approached him, and he said, okay, fine, I'm out of here. And anyway, because of the Houthi rebels that surrounded him in his own residence, they say. And CNN has been bragging about the fact that they are the only ones reporting in Yemen. And I don't know why. I mean, why would anybody not be going to Yemen if that was where the biggest chaotic story was of the year?
Right.
Or, I mean, of the day. And only CNN is there, but they never show you anything. Here's what I always love, is they show a reporter on a balcony overlooking a city.
Right.
Any city.
Yeah. How are you supposed to know that they're actually where they, or if it's not a green screen? Yeah.
I know. I mean, they're really down there dealing. I mean, all they show you is city lights, and you're supposed to go, oh, wow, that's Yemen there. Yeah. And I just find it all so phony, and I'm sorry to be such a cynic. I've really been a cynic this week. Anyway, Reuters is reporting this government source that Hadi stepped down just after Prime Minister Khalid Baha had offered his government's resignation, saying it did not want to be dragged into an unconstructive political maze.
Right.
That's quite a statement.
Well, you know, I don't know. Quite he tried to step down, and the parliament refused. They said, no, you're still the president, but then the whole cabinet resigned. It's really weird. It's just, you know, it's like same thing going on that happened in Libya, Egypt,
Syria,
Tunisia.
Yeah.
You know.
Well, not Syria, but yeah, Libya. Same thing with Libya. Mm-hmm. You know, it's the U.S. involvement there that created the mess and the chaos. And I certainly believe that Yemen is the same thing. Saudi President Abdullah dies. I'm sorry. Brother Salman becomes the new monarch. Abdullah was a staunch U.S. ally who supported Western fight against al-Qaeda and tried to always keep the rival Shiite Iran in check. Under his rule, Saudi Arabia strongly backed Syrian rebels trying to overthrow the government of Syrian President Bashar al-Assad. The king was the first international head of state to congratulate the interim government of Egypt after the July 2013 military coup deposed Mohamed Morsi. King Salman, which is the new king, is said to be part of the royal circle that will continue to pursue similar policies. You know, they were also bringing up the fact that, and oh, by the way, they don't let women drive in Saudi Arabia. I'm surprised we haven't bombed them for that reason, you know. I mean, that's a good reason right there. But after Abdullah died, it was supposed to be 1 o'clock this morning, they said, and they're getting ready for his funeral today. In the changing oil policy, they said that the prices are now going up. Crude prices are going up as a result of his death. I don't know. I haven't really looked.
46.68 last I checked, up 37 cents. So
we're not talking about setting any records,
right?
That's for sure.
And I don't know why it would disrupt, you know, things so much. I mean, there's a new king already. You know, he's been
sick in the hospital for weeks.
Right. Well, yeah. I mean, the King Solomon, the new guy, you know, he was the defense minister for, you know, a decade or something like that. So, yeah. It's not like they're going into chaos.
No.
Sorry.
No, but that is the story. I mean, right. We're supposed to believe, though, that it all has the same ending. So what will the U.S. role be? That's the way they end the story. So with all this chaos, what will the U.S. role be in this?
Subservient to Saudi Arabia?
Bombing them? I mean, what
else
do you think?
We're not going to bomb Saudi Arabia.
No. Oh, I'm sorry. I'm talking about Yemen.
Oh, okay.
I'm sorry. I went back to Yemen. No. We're not going to bomb Saudi Arabia. No. That's evidently. Oh, I'm sorry. Anyway, French police say that gun control is not working for them. The Associated Press reports French police unions met with Interior Ministry officials on January 19th, seeking to take advantage away from terrorists and other attackers. The unions demanded more guns and heavier guns, as well as protective gear, better training for first responders, and more legal tools to guard against terrorists. Does that sound like 9/11? Does it sound like aftermath of 9/11?
Why wouldn't the police want better guns than, you know, that just kind of makes sense. I'm sorry.
Well,
you know what would be better is armed law-abiding citizens.
What a concept.
Yeah, I know.
What a concept. That's right. And also now, there's some more really impressive discussion on the fact that Press TV, now, you've got to take that into consideration, that it is Press TV, says that there was a hidden agenda. and that people knew of the upcoming Paris attack. Elements within the U.S. intelligence agency, so says Press TV, knew of the Paris terror attack, but did not reveal the information because the attack served their hidden agenda. Now, that is a quote by an anonymous former, no, it's not anonymous. In fact, it's Scott Ricard, former American intelligence linguist. And speaking to Press TV on Thursday, the activist and political commentator Scott Ricard said the U.S. intelligence tends to look the other way in such incidents. And U.S. whistleblower Edward Snowden said on Wednesday that government mass surveillance programs were ineffective because they were burying people under too much data.
Right.
Well, mass surveillance has not stopped a single attack in the United States. That's what Snowden has said. Ricard had more to add to Snowden's perspective. And individuals in the intelligence community are very focused on their targets. And I think one of the things that Edward Snowden misses is that there is an opportunity to focus on individuals like the individuals that were basically accused of the attacks in Paris earlier this month. I think what we see here is an opportunity for intelligence communities to basically look the other way when targets like those are being active in scenarios that would benefit their agenda.
Right. Well, what's the agenda? Have we figured that out yet? I mean, just more war, more terrorism,
more control. Mainly is more control. Anyway, they mentioned the case of Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab. Now, you notice that anytime there is a bad guy, they put like a catchy title to go with it so that you will remember and you will relate the name to who that person was. KSM, you remember that. You know, he was the
mastermind.
Yeah. The self-proclaimed. I always like that. And then you have Umar Farouk Abdulmutallab, who is the so-called underwear bomber who was convicted of attempting to blow up a Detroit-bound flight on 2009 on Christmas Day. And remember, we had the attorney on the program.
Right. Don't forget the shoe bomber, too.
It didn't happen that way. Yeah. And then the shoe bomber.
Mm-hmm.
And that was a bizarre story also. Now, were these all created stories? Most people believe they are.
Mm-hmm.
Anyway, Ricard said U.S. intelligence knew the plot, but allowed the bomber to proceed with his plan. Now, remember, they knew the guy, knew who the guy was 15 minutes after it happened almost. And there was another example. This is another example whereby the U.S. and Western intelligence had great amount of information about the movements and the whereabouts of Abdulmutallab, and then even helped him to get through the airport in Amsterdam on his way to the U.S. to do the underwear bombing. Now, that was the testimony of the attorney from Detroit, Michigan, who was on this program saying, that destroyed my faith in this country. I had always believed in this country, and when I saw that event take place, and they created that event, he said it's been different ever since.
You know, he's left the country now.
Oh, he did?
Yeah, I can't remember his name. I'm sorry, but
yeah, I know.
I heard him on a different radio show, and I believe he's in Costa Rica.
Whoa!
Yeah.
He told me he was going to leave, and then he changed his mind for a while, and he ran for office.
He's going. Oh yeah, he didn't win.
And didn't win. Yeah. And he decided he was out of here.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Yep, he's gone.
That is interesting. And it just destroyed his belief in the system. You know, part of the reason that we cannot talk to the average person is because nobody wants to know this. And if we get too close to having evidence or information to support it, people get really uncomfortable because then they have to start doubting everything about this country.
Absolutely. They have to rethink everything.
Yes.
And that is, like you said, very uncomfortable.
Mm-hmm. It is. And Press TV has done a really good job of quoting Scott Ricard, a former American intelligence linguist.
He's got a great quote here. It says, some people in the intelligence community allow these guys to commit or be accused of committing these types of activities in order to enable more military, more anti-terrorism activity, and create a kind of scenario whereby global leaders are setting up photo ops in Paris to make it look like as if they were combining efforts.
Wow.
You know, he's just calling it like it is.
He is. He is. And so is Press TV.
He's calling it a propaganda move, not an actual event.
You go, guys. I mean, this thing could fall apart. It actually could. And if we all need to keep talking about it. I mean, seriously, everybody needs to keep talking about these crazy stories that are real and the evidence. It's going to happen. We're going to talk about the Greek bank withdrawals. Oh, they got a problem in Greece. And the ECB, we'll talk about that after this 4 minute break with the Power Hour. This is Joyce.
And Josh.
We'll be right back. This is Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and I want to introduce you to Numana Storable Foods. This is the first brand of storable foods that I am willing to put my name behind. It's food you can trust. No GMOs, no MSG, no chemical preservatives, and no fake meat. Plus, Numana doesn't just make that claim. They back it up with independent evaluation and testing. Another thing that Numana really does that excites me is the delicious vegetarian options. If your standards are as high as mine, I can confidently tell you that Numana Storable Foods are the quality choice that you've been waiting for. Numana won't just meet your expectations, they will exceed them. And that's why we're thrilled to have the good guys from Numana joining the Power Hour family. Go to powerprepper.com and learn about Numana Storable Foods. You can also call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Numana, the storable food you'll love to eat.
Gold isn't for you? Ted Anderson, president of Midas Resources, one of the world's premier gold and precious metal investing firms.
I get it.
You wouldn't buy gold if you believed that the government is doing a great job, that the Fed will stop handing out trillions of dollars like bailout candy, that Social Security would be there for you. That's not what's happening. You might even pass on gold if the stimulus package wouldn't fuel inflation, or that the dollar wouldn't lose value, or that your retirement would be secure. If all looks rosy to you, then now is not the time to buy gold. For the realists, there have never been more sobering reasons to diversify with gold. Since 2001, the U.S. dollar index has tanked 30%, while gold has risen 300%. Right now, savvy investors are adding gold to their portfolios. You should, too. Find out what they know. Call us, and I'll send you 10 reasons why gold will do very well, free. 800-686-2237. 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
Worried about getting sick and feeling terrible for days or even weeks? You need Immudyne for a healthy immune system. Why get sick and bother with products that just don't work? For just a dollar a day, Immudyne is all natural and safe for all lifestyles. Call 866-257-8668 to buy now before it's too late, before you get sick. Or go to immudyne.com, immudyne.com, or call 866-257-8668.
We all have our own idea about what being safe and secure means. The door's locked, bills are paid, you've got a job that keeps the lights on, and a home to call your own. But what happens when Mother Nature throws a curveball?
I'm telling you, take cover.
Are you prepared to live without electricity or passable roads for weeks at a time? Do you even have a plan B? If you do, are you willing to bet your life on it?
Children left with no homes.
And no one's coming to help them.
The first step towards self-reliance in the face of disaster is a visit to MyPatriotSupply.com. There you'll find the absolute best prices on storable foods, non-GMO seeds, emergency water filtration devices, and so much more. All orders over $49 qualify for free shipping in the lower 48 states. Call 866-229-0927. That's 866-229-0927. And speak to one of our preparedness advisors today, or visit us at MyPatriotSupply.com. Remember, before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare.
There's so many things going on in the world. Babies dying, mothers crying. How much more is one human life worth? And what happened to peace on earth? We believe everything that they tell us. They're gonna kill us, so we gotta kill them first. But I remember a commandment, thou shalt not kill. And how much is a soldier's life worth? And what happen to peace on earth.
Welcome back to the Power Hour. Thank you for joining us. Caring about your world, doing the next right and honorable thing. You know, I've been talking to a lot of people recently who were in Vietnam and who were in the military that have changed their whole attitude toward killing and war. And they all say the same thing. If I had it to do over again, I wouldn't do it.
Right.
And isn't it a shame that they get to these young 17, 18-year-old kids and get them to go kill before they really even know what they're doing or why?
Well, and now, you know, totally different generation. Those guys didn't grow up with, you know, video games that just teach you how to, you know, kill without even worrying about it. You know, now we have these kids that are just, it's so easy just to shoot someone.
You know, I think if I were to see one of those video games, I would go on some kind of rampage and I would probably...
Like a shooting rampage?
No. Like another passion of mine. I mean, I don't even want to see those games because I don't need anything else to do right now.
Right.
But I don't even want to know what they look like because I can imagine that it's got to be so strong and so powerful in the minds of children.
Oh, they get so much more real. You know, when I was a kid, you know, we're talking...
Well, Pong. I loved Pong.
Remember that? I still love Pong.
Yeah. I would get a Pong. You can get them on eBay still.
I had, like, Super Mario Brothers, which is a little chubby little dude, you know, that jumped around and ate mushrooms, you know, and stomped on turtles and stuff. You know, now your first-person game, meaning you see, you know, your gun, you know, the barrel, that's what you see. You know, it's called first person, and you're actually just blowing people away. And the graphics are so real nowadays; it's unbelievable.
Yeah.
But you know what? It's a multi-billion-dollar industry, and I don't know. Even if you went on a rampage, I don't know that you could stop it. But then again, I may be mistaken. I am talking to Joyce Riley.
No, I mean one person again. No, but I mean it's just it would make me so passionate if I actually saw it. I think. But anyway, moving on. But that really, you know, thou shalt not kill. I still say. How much clearer does it need to be? You know, and of course Israel says, oh, well, that's part of their, you know, their belief, their tenets. Why do these people kill all the time and then say, oh, but it doesn't mean that in Scripture? Hmm. Not our Scripture. Anyway, okay, enough of that. All right, let's get back to the issue at hand. ISIS sets up English-speaking brigade to target Western countries. The brigade, which is known as now the Anwar al-Awlaki Battalion, is made up solely of English-speaking jihadists. The Islamic State, formerly, you know, ISIL or ISIS or whatever you want to call it, now want to use this group of Islamists to plan and carry out terrorist attacks in English-speaking countries. The anti-Islamic State group Raqqa is being slaughtered silently, made the claims reported by the International Business Times.
One of the quotes from the comments, it makes sense. It will make it easier for ISIS CIA handlers to communicate to them. It also saved the U.S. taxpayers money on the U.S. government military having to hire linguists.
That's crazy.
I love the comments, though.
That's crazy. Yeah, that's true. That's true.
That's good.
And this is the beginning of the end for the euro, many people are saying. Well, at least the economic collapse is saying that. The long-anticipated collapse of the euro is here when European Central Bank President Mario Draghi unveiled an open-ended quantitative easing program worth at least 60 billion euros a month on Thursday. Stocks soared, but the euro plummeted like a rock. I think it's down 116 now, I think it
really?
Is. It hit... it went actually down to 11-year low of 113. And many analysts believe that it is going much, much lower than this. The speed at which the euro has been falling in recent months has been absolutely stunning.
Right, so, and over the next 18 months, the European Central Bank will create more than a trillion euros out of thin air. You know, they're having their own quantitative easing, you know, stuff. You know, they're just buying their own debt, you know, because it works so well for us, I guess.
Exactly. Yeah. It works so well for the United States, really. Well, the European Central Bank announced it will embark on a fully-fledged quantitative easing program in March, which will break down to $60 billion per month. The move is made to counter a triple-dip recession in the Eurozone. Triple-dip recession in the Eurozone. And the Greek bank withdrawals now reached $4.2 billion in 3 days. Can you spell uh-oh? Because Greek banks now, according to the Greek Reporter, are facing a serious liquidity problem, as in the first 3 days of the week, Depositors withdrew those 4.2 billion euros. It's not good, ladies and gentlemen.
On one day alone, it was 1.8, on Wednesday, 1.8 billion flew out.
Not
the banks.
Good. Not good. They're trying to get emergency liquidity assistance for the central bank. We'll be back after this 3-minute break with the Power Hour. Stay tuned.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. Manufacturers, if you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Ladies and gentlemen, thank you for joining us. We're talking about national news, international news, phony news, and speaking of phony news, Congress seeks Netanyahu's direction. This comes from Consortium News. Don't you love that heading? Showing who some in Congress believe is the real master of U.S. foreign policy. House Speaker John Boehner has invited Israel's Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu to address a joint session and offer a rebuttal to President Barack Obama's comments on world affairs in his State of the Union speech. Boehner made clear that Netanyahu's third speech to a joint session of the U.S. Congress scheduled for February 11th was meant to counter Obama's assessments. And so Obama says, well, I'm not going to see you when you come over here. Does that make any sense whatsoever? Does it?
No.
No. This is craziness.
It's funny because, we, you know, there's a quote from this article, and it comes from Consortium News, and says, not only is Israel now collaborating behind the scenes with Saudi Arabia's Wahhabist leadership, but Israel has begun taking sides militarily in support of the Nusra Front, Al-Qaeda's affiliate in the civil war. And so we have, obviously, way more in common with Israel than, you know, Obama supports these terrorists as well, you know, so surely they can meet together. And
Congress supports them financially,
right.
So, yeah, it's just one big happy family. I mean, it just doesn't make any sense. And this story, coming from RT, we didn't even know who we were firing at, talking about drones. And that comes from a former U.S. drone operator, Brandon Bryant, admits he couldn't stand himself because of his participation in the country's drone program. He was involved with it for 6 years, firing on targets whose identities were unconfirmed.
Just awful.
That's murder. That is murder.
The trauma that these people are going to live with, you know, for the rest of their lives is...
Well, what about the trauma that people are going to live with that got killed?
Right, I understand.
And the family members and the loved ones. And I mean, this is...
But he's trying to do the right thing and speak out at least, you know. And so I guess I feel for him. Even though he did these horrific deeds, he is trying to say something about it. And so...
I'm thrilled.
He's going to have to live with that for the rest of his life.
Yeah. No, I'm thrilled that he's speaking out. And we need more of them to do that. But I hope nobody will do that. Well, it depends on your definition of kill. No, that's not murder. Don't, please don't. Here you are killing people just for the sake of killing people is what's happening. Experiments, how to use the drones, how to train people to use the drones. It's all about killing. Why don't we hear this? Why don't we hear anybody on the left or the right or the up or down position, I don't care what it is, saying, wait a minute, why are we killing everywhere, all the time.
We've got to kill them before they kill us, Joy.
Oh, yeah. Why doesn't anyone else say that? I guess they wouldn't have a job if they said that, probably, because that's exactly what is happening. But Congress now is alarmed, thank you very much, Congress, by plans to use a Russian system to route 911 calls.
It's craziness.
Plans to route 911 location calls via Russia's GLONASS satellite system have sparked national security concerns among some members of Congress, despite assurances that its use will be limited and it will help save lives in emergencies. GLONASS was chosen because similar U.S. systems don't cover the required territory. Trey Forgety, National Emergency Number Association's Director of Government Affairs, said. And beside that, GLONASS, which is GLONASS, is a lot better than GPS in locating mobile phones when the call is made from inside a building. So we're going to put all these sanctions against Russia, but we're going to buy their programs, use their programs.
Rely upon them.
Rely upon them and then let them just use our information.
That is scary.
Yes. A judge has refused to allow the Stanley family children to go home. This just drives me up a wall. And has issued a gag order. And I told you that GCN Network has been subpoenaed for the radio show that was done by this family on the network. Judge Wade Naramore reportedly ruled today, or yesterday, in juvenile court in Garland County, Arkansas, that the Stanley family children cannot go home. Friends and relatives of the Stanley family in Arkansas have issued a statement. Now, Josh, I got to tell you, this picture of this family here, look at that.
I know.
What, 8 children and 1 cat?
Yeah.
8 children and 1 cat.
They've got their priorities backwards. Huh? Should it be 8 cats and 1 cat?
Well, no. But look at the beautiful, gorgeous family. That gorgeous family. And the judge has ruled that there is probable cause to temporarily keep the children. There'll be another hearing on February 12th. No one is allowed to speak about what has happened in the courtroom. The lawyer said he was not surprised. The prosecution had time to put their case together. The defense was given less than 24 hours. That's criminal. He said, we now have time to get our case together. Hal and Michelle will have visitations with the children. Thank you for your prayers and support.
Awful.
By the way, that could happen to any of you out there.
That's right.
Any of you.
It's happening more and more.
Now remember, he was found with MMS, which is mineral
miracle
mineral
supplement.
Yes, supplement, yes. And that was found in the home, just found in the home. Now, what if they were to come after silver?
Right.
Super silver. What if they were to come after, I don't care what it is, another supplement, and your family could be at stake? This could be any family.
Absolutely,
here.
Absolutely, yeah. It's awful.
Any family.
They give some numbers. The state police headquarters, if you want to call and help, is 501-767.
Well, wait,
you don't want to give it up?
No. I don't want to do that right now. And I don't want people calling.
Wow.
And here's the reason.
Okay,
a lot of people
please.
Call. A lot of people will call, and they'll get really angry, and they'll be nasty, and they'll end up getting arrested.
Okay.
Because they threatened a police officer. Or because they called and they want to interpret it as being that. And
right.
I don't want anybody getting into trouble.
Okay.
But, you know, I mean, it's on the article. You can call whatever you want to call. I think it's, you know, maybe you could call Asa Hutchinson, the governor.
Or the judge. Number for that. Him,
yeah, but that's also another issue, is the
right.
judge. If you threaten a judge. And
well,
then
don't
they will
threaten them. I mean,
no,
yeah.
Josh, what I'm saying is people will lose their cool.
Oh, I see.
And they will interpret it as being.
Okay.
That's what happened down here in Miller County with a certain case that you and I both know about because of Power Hour people calling there. And
really?
They got into a lot of trouble.
Really?
Yes.
I did not know that.
Yes.
Okay.
And so did the Power Hour.
Maintain
so,
your cool, people.
Yes.
If you do decide to call.
But you can't say any. But see, that's the problem. Is if I said, you know, we can't have this in this country, they'll say, well, that was some kind of a threat, you know, or
really?
Something.
Really? They'll
yeah.
interpret that as a threat.
Yeah.
Interesting.
And then they'll go after the people that called.
Then how do you support these people, I wonder?
Well, that's a really good question.
Yeah.
That's a really good question because they're making it harder and harder on us to do that.
Right.
I don't know if writing letters and writing a kind, nice letter saying we support this, I don't know.
Hmm.
I don't know. But, you know, once it gets in the hands of the courts and the DHS and the attorneys, it's not up for us to have an opinion on the case.
Right.
I mean, just so, let's say, I mean, this is in the court system now. And they've taken the children away, and we call Asa Hutchinson. You really think the governor's going to make a difference on this? Because, you know, 100 people called him? I don't think so.
Really?
I really don't think they
okay.
will. I wish, I'd like to believe that would happen. I really would like to believe that would happen. But this is an incredible family, it looks like.
Oh, they're beautiful. They
mm-hmm.
look happy, and, you know, even a neighbor was saying how just well-behaved and happy, and they're always willing, the children are always willing to help, and
yeah.
Yeah, it's really sad.
It is. And I wish, you know, maybe somebody can correct me and say, oh, no, it's okay, call anybody you want. I mean, I don't want to see our people getting into trouble.
Yeah,
that's the
either.
Only thing. Yeah.
I guess I have more faith in...
Yeah, you do. Yeah, you do. And maybe you'd be more appropriate than I. I don't know. I just don't trust some of the listeners that, you know, they're so fed up with these ridiculous cases, especially removing children from parents, that they don't. I mean, we just had it. We've had it.
Right.
It's so wrong. It is so wrong in so many ways. Anyway, here's another one that's so wrong in so many ways. Texas cops jail a woman for walking without a license. Woman in Hamlin, Texas, fighting charges of driving without a license and expired registration after she was arrested and jailed by cops while walking home with groceries.
Mm-hmm.
Wendy Robbins is appealing for help with her case as she fears the police department is pursuing a vendetta against her by refusing to drop the charges.
Right. She was approached by Officer Chad Boyett a block and a half away from her home. Like Joyce said, she was walking home with groceries. And she said that Officer Boyett passed her and did a U-turn at the intersection in front of her and then pulled up beside me. And she continued walking as he asked where her car was. And she told him, it doesn't matter because I'm walking and I don't have time for this, so I'm going home. And he got out of his car, ran over to her, approximately 3 feet from his car, forcefully gripped her arm, drug her to the front of his car. He kept asking where her car was and stated he knew I'd been driving without a license. And I informed him he can't do this and to call the chief of police and gives his name. He said he didn't have to call and that he was writing me citations for driving without a license and expired registration. Even though she's walking.
That is wrong in so many ways.
Yeah, he bruised her up pretty bad, you know, like squeezing her arm really tight and stuff.
I mean, how can you even justify that? That one doesn't even belong in the category of even being debated as to what happened.
I mean, where's the evidence, the proof that she was driving? I mean, she's walking. It's craziness.
I know.
Oh, well.
But
What are you going to do?
And so you wonder why people have had it? You wonder why people have had it? Students are accused of racism after chanting USA at a high school basketball game. High school students from Idaho, Texas, were accused of racism Tuesday after chanting USA at a girls' basketball game in nearby Slayton. Fans of the Idaho Wildcats, who reportedly began the chant after the Slayton Tigers were defeated, were labeled racist due to Slayton School District's large Hispanic population.
But they're in the USA, though. It's just crazier and crazier.
Wrong in so many ways, yes. Bill Gates is pushing a cashless society. Kit Daniel says Bill Gates is now promoting digital currency. And by the way, I checked last night, Bitcoin's around 232 now, considering it was around 1200 at one point. Ooh, I would hate to be owning a whole bunch of $1,200 Bitcoins. You know it? Can you imagine?
Yeah.
In third world countries, which will make the poor even more dependent on central banks. And also using them and turning them into guinea pigs for the development of a cashless society in the U.S. and Europe. Bill Gates outlined his plan. By the way, since when is Bill Gates Department of the Treasury or involved in the government? His plan for a cashless society in a letter published Thursday in which he proposed the poor have better access to mobile phones so they can store their financial assets digitally instead of keeping hard currency at home.
Yeah, he says the keys to this will be the phones. And already in developed countries with the right regulatory framework, people are storing money digitally on their phones and using their phones to make purchases as if they were debit cards. I mean, my little flip phone will not do that,
yep.
You know? And what happens if power goes out and you can't charge your phone? How are you going to get access to cash? Is this relying upon technology? I'm sorry, I'm not for it at all.
Nope. Here's another bombshell story that, remember when the U.S. government allegedly couldn't find anybody to do a website for the healthcare.gov, and they found a company that would do healthcare.gov, but it took like almost years to do, and $6 million to do. Remember
sure.
that?
Yeah, I do.
Well, guess what? 7 months after federal officials fired this company, and the company was called GCI Federal, fired GCI Federal for its botched work on the Obama website, healthcare.gov website, the IRS has now awarded that same company another $4.5 million contract for its new Obamacare tax program. They did such a bad job then, and they did it so badly, that we're going to reward them with another contract.
We need to find out who owns that company.
It's a Montreal-based company that has forever been etched in the public's mind as the company behind the bungled Obamacare main website.
We need to find out who in Congress has big stakes in their stock.
Yeah, look up CGI. Look up CGI in Montreal, and we'll see. After facing a year of embarrassing failures, federal officials finally pulled the plug on the company and terminated GCI's contract in January of 2014. Yet, on August 11, 7 months later, IRS officials signed a new contract with GCI, because they were so bad, to provide critical functions and management support for the Obamacare tax program. According to the Federal Procurement Data System, a federal government procurement database, the IRS contract is worth $4.46 million. The contract expires August 15th, 2015. Does that make any sense to anybody as to why they did that? No sense whatsoever. Did you find anything on the CGI?
No, I didn't. I'm sorry.
Okay. How do you explain it? And then you say, well, the government's spending a lot of money they shouldn't be spending. Really? They don't mind spending it with a company that's not qualified.
I mean, it's par for the course. You know, think about it. The contractors in Iraq, how much money they've, wasted over there. Remember stories about gas cans and stuff being, just simple things like that costing thousands of dollars. Just waste everywhere.
Mm-hmm. And it's all built into the system so that everybody along the way gets money. All right, now get ready for this one. Now, this was a vote in the Senate by 98 to 1. U.S. Senate passes an amendment saying the climate change is real, not a hoax. Now, that's a law, an amendment. That's an amendment.
How much money was wasted on just the vote alone, you know, to take this? It's ridiculous.
This is not a hoax. That is an amendment. Really? The vote came on an amendment to legislation that aims to force approval of the controversial Keystone XL pipeline, which would carry oil from the Canadian oil sands to the United States. Senators opposed to the pipeline, who say it would accelerate climate change by encouraging mining of oil sands, are using votes on the bill as an opportunity to force Republican senators to take a stand on whether climate change is real. Some Republican lawmakers have dodged the issue, saying they lack the scientific credentials to investigate and evaluate the evidence for climate change. One lawmaker, Senator James Inhofe, has even called climate change a hoax. And what do you bet he was the one that said no, that vote?
Actually not.
He wasn't?
No, because he's saying, guess what? Climate does change. It has always, this is a quote from it, and climate has always changed. The hoax that he was talking about, he suggests, is that there are people who think they are so arrogant and powerful that they can change climate.
Wow.
So, I mean, it's like saying the sun is a hoax, you know, is there. It's actually there. Climate does actually change.
I'd like to have an amendment that says that 9/11 is not a hoax, or it was a hoax. We'll be right back.
We've all heard about antibiotics, but what about probiotics? Antibiotic means against life. Probiotic means pro-life. Antibiotics kill bacteria that are infectious and harmful to the body. They also kill the good bacteria, though, that are necessary for good health. Probiotics from Living Streams replaces the healthy balance of friendly bacteria and normalizes the digestive tract. Gastritis, ulcers, diarrheal disease is just a few of the problems people develop when the intestinal flora is out of balance. Living Streams probiotics create the healthy balance needed for good digestion, suppresses growth of pathogenic bacteria, and actually increases resistance to infection. Call the Power Hour, 877-817-9829. Order your Living Stream probiotics today. They're available in 2, 4, and 8-ounce bottles, and Living Streams probiotics comes with a money-back guarantee. Get your body back in balance with Living Streams probiotics today. 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829. Living Streams probiotics. Everyone should be pro-life.
Yeah?
Did you want to see me, sir?
Well, I did, but now that I do, I'm not so sure.
Sir?
Johnson, I got a mission for you that could change your life.
Oh, good, sir.
It involves traveling halfway around the world without so much as half a clue of where you're going or what you're going to do when you get there.
Situation normal, sir?
Uh-huh. Well, I'll be leading this mission, Johnson, so I'll be telling you what to do.
You, sir?
That's right, Johnson, and I say first things first.
Oh, good plan, sir.
And what I say is first is food. Always remember that, Johnson. Food is a big deal.
Sir, my brother-in-law can get us a really good deal on some surplus MREs.
Johnson, if you've got half a brain and that empty head of yours, you'll call the freeze-dry guy like I did. That food is better for you, rehydrates faster, and it's good, Johnson. And it keeps for up to 30 years.
Will we be gone that long, sir?
I hope not. Now, get your supplies organized and meet me down to the pier at dawn on Sunday. We sail at sunrise.
Yes, sir.
This adventure is brought to you by the freeze-dry guy. Call 866-404-3663 or visit freezedryguy.com.
On Facebook, on the news, and in conversations with friends, we're bombarded every day with advice on how to be healthier, from gluten-free and non-GMO diets to how much exercise and sleep the body needs. But how much have you heard about alkalizing the body? AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are a holistic and natural way to get your body's pH levels back in balance. Just a few drops in water will help your body rid itself of harmful waste, and even the healthiest of diets can be complemented with your daily use of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops. Who isn't looking for more vibrance, vigor, and energy? Now buy two bottles of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops and get $10 off your order. Visit AlkaVision.com or call 800-518-7615. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops are packed with a powerful combination of the most alkaline minerals and compounds. Open the door to greater health, vitality, and zest for life. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health. Call 800-518-7615 or head to AlkaVision.com.
When the people leave, the leaders they will have to follow. And all their lies and their alibis they will have to swallow. And you, it has the authority for the one who
people, we got to take the lead. We have to take the lead. There's too many people out there that have no concept of what is happening. They don't know a Hutu from an ISIS. They really don't. And you know, it probably doesn't make any difference either. But I mean, they probably don't have any interest either. By the way, the story that we just covered on the one dissenting vote to the trust us, we're from the government. This is not a hoax story on the climate change. The lone dissenting vote was from Senator Roger Wicker, Republican of Mississippi, as if that makes any difference. But one dissenting vote is all they had. Amazing. The Disney measles outbreak is a mousetrap of ignorance. GreenMedInfo says the latest stratagem to blame a failing measles vaccine on the non-vaccinated is all over mainstream media. Or should we say the marketing and cheerleading arm of the vaccine industry of the medical industrial complex. There's quite a lengthy article there about what happened with this measles outbreak and previous prior measles outbreaks, and it's being blamed on unvaccinated children. So now the schools are saying literally, if you're not vaccinated, your child is not vaccinated, you are not coming in this school. And they're not accepting any waivers or anything else right now.
Wow.
So it is getting to be an issue. Now, of course, they bring on Sanjay Gupta and the Fox doc. They bring them all on and they have them say, anybody who doesn't vaccinate their children is really stupid. And now they're bringing out a lady who they say her daughter died because she did not vaccinate. And now they're saying that she is so sorry, and now she wants to help other people learn that you need to vaccinate. I don't know about the story, and I haven't talked to the woman, haven't seen her, but that's supposedly what they're doing now. But there have been so many outbreaks. I mean, when we look at the main outbreaks of whether it's measles, chickenpox, shingles, mumps, whooping cough, influenza, hep B. There have been a lot of outbreaks, and most of them have been vaccinated children.
Mm-hmm.
And now they're saying, in this case with the measles down at, I don't get this, measles at Disney. To me, this sounds so phony because, first of all, when you have that many people going down to a place and then leaving there, they don't all call and say, oh, by the way, my kid got measles.
Right.
They don't go back and check, and they don't have any kind of trend until, unless it's so massive, like food poisoning, let's say.
Right.
Would be
what has
reported.
There been, like 70 people, something like that?
Yeah, they're saying. But they went back to California, and then they all realized, I mean, it just doesn't make any sense to me. And they're saying now that at least five of those children that got that, and that's only five, were vaccinated.
Oh, really? Just five, they're saying?
Yeah.
Were vaccinated. I would say there's probably more than that.
I would say.
Yeah, on this Green Man Info story, there's a link here to an article, I guess, the author wrote, and says, why is China having measles outbreaks when 99% are vaccinated? So this article kind of stresses the point that these vaccines are not as effective as they're claiming to be, and, you know, might even be causing the problem.
Yes, might even be causing the problem. Now, how many drugs have you seen advertised on TV recently? Those of you that are TV watchers have watched TV and they say, do not take this drug if someone in your home has been vaccinated recently.
Really?
Because it lowers the immune system. And they know that they will probably get the problem from the vaccine.
Wow. Yeah, but who's going to put that together? You know,
I know.
The general public.
Exactly. But there's a bunch of TV commercials that are now saying that, though. All right, we'll be back after this 1 minute, 10 second break. Stay tuned to the Power Hour.